Welcome. Good evening. My name is Bob Rao. I'm one of the elders here at the Crossroad, and it's exciting to be together, to worship the Lord together and thank the Lord together, break bread together. We're glad to see all of you here today. So, this is the season for Thanksgiving, the weekend for Thanksgiving, the week of Thanksgiving. And it's a time when we're supposed to remember God, to thank God, a special day for that. And it's easy to say sometimes, you know, thank God, we're thankful. But sometimes it's hard to mean it. Easy to say, sometimes hard to mean. It's easy to fake sometimes. Smile and say, hey, yeah, we're thankful. You bet. But inside, maybe we are, maybe we're not. You know, I'm kind of a glass half empty guy. It's not my nature, in my human nature, honestly, to be a thankful person. It's just not part of who I am. I always see what's missing. I'm very driven. If things work out the way they're supposed to work out, that's just the way it's supposed to be. That's fine. If things don't work out the way they're supposed to work out, I get really frustrated. Because, hey, you know, it didn't work out like it was supposed to. So thankfulness, gratitude, is not kind of an intrinsic part of my natural nature as a human. So when we celebrate Thanksgiving, how can we truly be thankful in the midst of the ups and downs of life? How can we do that? I'm going to read a psalm. We're going to look at Psalm 142. And the verses are going to be on the screen. So I'm going to read these verses. It's seven verses. It's a short psalm. It's a psalm of David. So I'm going to start here in verse 1. This is the New American Standard. I cry aloud with my voice to the Lord. I make supplication with my voice to the Lord. I pour out my complaint before him. I declare my trouble before him. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, you knew my path. In the way where I walk, they have hidden a trap for me. Look to the right and see, for there is no one who regards me. There is no escape for me. No one cares for my soul. I cried out to you, O Lord. I said, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Give heed to my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are too strong for me. Bring my soul out of prison, so that I may give thanks to your name. The righteous will surround me, for you will deal bountifully with me. This is a psalm David wrote. Literally, he was in a cave. People were after him to kill him. He was hiding for his very life from Saul and his men. You can read about this in 1 Samuel, chapters 22 and chapters 24. So here's David. He's in this cave, right? He's alone. He's lonely. He's afraid. He feels trapped. He feels sorry for himself. He feels down. And yet, he goes from this state of self-pity, of loneliness, of being afraid, to where he actually gives thanks to God. How does he do that? How does he go from being down, lonely, self-pity, depressed, to being able to give thanks to God, praising God? Well, I see four things that David does. And this is all part of a process that David goes through. He's processing his circumstances with God. he's working through his situation with God. And he does at least four things here. The first thing he does is he honestly shares his feelings with God. He honestly, and I'm going to add respectfully, shares his feelings with God. He doesn't lie. He just goes before the Lord and he tells God, this is what he's feeling. This is where he's at right now. He makes his honest request to God. He asks God, he goes, you know, God, I'm beaten down. I'm lonely. Nobody cares about me. And I'm asking you to deliver me. I'm entrusting that in your hands, this request. That's number two. Number three, he affirms the truths of God. He knows that God is with him. He knows that even in that cave, even when nobody else cares for him, even when all these guys are trying to kill him, scary guys, big guys, guys with swords and bows and arrows and all those things, he still knows that God is with him. And God knows David. God loves David. And fourthly, he chooses to make God his refuge. He chooses to make God his portion, his filling in this world, such that whether he lives or dies, he's going to be okay. His soul is okay, and he is able to actually thank God and praise God. So, here we are. We're a long ways from Palestine. We're a long ways from thousands of years from David. Yet sometimes we can feel like we're in a cave, right? I know I do. You feel kind of beaten down by life. Feel like nobody cares about you. Maybe even afraid. Down, self-pity. That's part of the human experience, really, isn't it? As we go through life, we go through those tough times. Times when we feel like we're kind of stuck in a cave by ourselves. When we're in those times in our life, let's remember David and follow David's example. Go before the Lord and honestly pour your heart out before him. Honestly, but respectfully. And by that I mean, don't go before God with a closed fist, with bitterness in your heart. Go before God with an open hand and an open heart. There's been times in my life, quite honestly, I've gone before the Lord and I said, God, I don't know what's going on here. And honestly, Lord, I'm mad at you. I don't like what's happening in my life right now. Help me. So go before God and share where you're at with him. Make your requests known to God. Whatever your situation, let God know what you're looking for, what your deliverance is, and entrust it in his hands. Process the truths of God's word. God loves you. For those of us who have placed our faith in Christ as our Savior, he's with you. He knows you. He loves you. He's with you. He's going to meet your needs when you ask him to, as he sees fit. Not as we see fit, but as he sees fit. He will meet our needs. And lastly, make God your portion. Make God your refuge. Paul says that his grace is sufficient. No matter what you're going through, choose that his grace is sufficient for you, such that your internal state, you can actually thank him. You can actually praise him, no matter where you're at. You know, there's a recurring theme I see in the Bible. And this theme is that our internal state doesn't have to be connected to our external circumstances. For those of us who know Christ, who have the Holy Spirit, through the power of the Spirit, through prayer, through affirming these truths, the truths of God's Word, we can actually disconnect those two things, where our internal state can actually be an attitude, a heart, a state of gratitude, of joy, of peace, of praise, of worship, no matter what our external circumstances are. So, it's Thanksgiving. Let's go before Him individually and corporately with a spirit of gratitude, a spirit of thanksgiving. There's so much that we can be thankful for. And the greatest of those things for me is Jesus. He died on a cross for my sins. He rose from the dead. And I have received life eternal through Him. I know God. I have a relationship with Him. His Spirit is within me. Nothing can take that away. Nothing. And because of that, no matter what my external circumstances are, I can choose, by His grace, by His strength, to be thankful. So let's be thankful today.